Cream. White Room.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starlings. Silver horses.
Ah, oh, this is a good one, Jason.
In your dark eyes.
Jerry Boehner Show, 10:07. Walking around San Francisco, they play this stuff all over the place, Jason, and you can just feel it. You can just feel the freakness of 1967. The spirit just lives on. Of course, there are people living in Golden Gate Park since 1967, so they hope the cause. You know, that does work out. All right, I'm going to get to the topic that I teased just before the news, Ron Johnson's I Told You So moment, and the hunting story. Whatever else I can get to, I must get to this. I received some email. I received it on Friday, shortly after the show. On Friday, we talked about a policy, and it's not limited to Sheboygan schools, where they don't send kids home for lice anymore. I disagree with that policy. Jason, you really disagree with that policy, and you'd be upset. Because it would probably be pretty difficult to deal with your kids if they became infested with lice. I received an email, and I'll just use her first name. Her name is Kathy. She's a registered nurse, and she apparently is a school nurse. Not happy with me, is Kathy? She's a little miffed. She's more than a little miffed. Here's the letter. Good morning. I heard you discussing head lice as I was driving from one of my schools to another. I'm a school nurse with significant experience and information on the subject. Let me translate. I'm smarter than a stupid radio host. Now, back to her letter. You are woefully ignorant about lice, about the policy in Sheboygan, and about the American Academy of Pediatrics and National Association of School Nurse recommendations. Head lice are not easily transmitted. They do not jump or fly. I didn't say they jump or flew. Did I ever say that? The disagreement I'm going to have is I want the medical proof that they're not easily transmitted. She makes claims here. If she can provide the medical evidence, I will actually change my opinion on this. They do not live off a person's head for more than 24 to 48 hours. They are spread by head-to-head contact or by using an article, brush, hat, pillow of someone who has head lice. You are woefully ignorant for thinking I'm woefully ignorant because I knew that. I've had kids in schools, you bonehead. I just get tired when people are so high and mighty. Well, you're just a dummy. You just don't know. I remember getting all these letters home. I know exactly how they're transmitted. Head lice are rarely contracted at school. Prove it. Prove it. Show me the evidence of that, and you'll change my mind. It is usually contracted at sleepovers or play dates where a child is in the lice environment for an extended period of time. All right, are they going to say don't stay over at that kid's house? Are they going to say that? The policy states that children will not be removed from class and sent home from school for head lice. By the time a case of head lice is discovered on a student, the child has had lice and been in the classroom for at least 3 weeks and more likely 4 to 6 weeks. Again, show me that. A couple more hours in the classroom will not make one bit of difference. Parents are notified and expected to treat the child at home that evening, allowing the child to return to school the next day. Classroom checks for head lice are a complete waste of time. A minimal check of each student in a classroom requires 5 minutes. In a class of 20 students, that's 1 hour and 40 minutes of lost class time. Here comes her real agenda. And if no other lice cases are found, it means nothing. It's only that day and time and no lice were discovered. In another week, a month, there may be another cause. Do you recommend checking every day? And who do you think's available to check kids every day? The teacher, the secretary, the school nurse? Your school nurse probably covers several schools and is busy caring for students with actual medical conditions. Don't expect me to do it. That now we get to what's really going on here. Lice are not a medical condition. You of all people should not expect the school to raise the children, as it already seems to be expected in every other respect. Well, who the hell else is... Okay. The school does have a responsibility, though, to protect the other children. Here's what it comes down to. You don't see them as dangerous, so you don't want it to be a pain in the ass to you. It's okay if it's a pain in the ass to parents, just not you. This isn't dangerous, it's just an annoyance. So you want the parents to deal with the annoyance of it, but not you. That's what this is all about. This is all about, well, I'm not going to deal with this crap. It's not dangerous, it won't kill the kid, and parents can go ahead and be annoyed at home. But it's not right to take a child out. Then she sent a follow-up letter. This is an addendum to my earlier email about misinformation about head lice. I just got off the phone after talking to a dad about why his two daughters hadn't been in school for the past 4 days. He was horrified to tell me they had head lice. Since he was out of work and didn't have any money to buy the lice shampoo, it's not cheap, despite what you may have heard from Chris, decided to shave the girl's beautiful shoulder-length hair off. Well, that was stupid. Can you possibly imagine what's going to be like for these 8 and 10-year-old girls to come back to school on Monday with their heads shaved? You can't protect people from their own stupidity. I admit it. Jason says, wear a hat. Well, I do get her point on that. I get her point. But it is a big pain in the butt. You just don't want it to fall on schools. You want parents. And again, we're breaking early, Jason, because I want to get to the hunting topic here. You're right. They don't kill anyone. They're not particularly dangerous. So you claim they don't get transmitted at school. Show me scientific evidence of that. And I will soften my stance on this. I absolutely will. It's 10:14. All ends with beginnings.
The Jerry Bader Show.